What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Screen there in front of the show, A.W. Hamilton, EKU Colonels out of A-Sun. A.W., how things going up there in Richmond, my good brother?
Man, they're going great, man. It's awesome to be back on your show. It's great to see you. And I think the last time I saw you was maybe in Clarksville, so it's been a while.
Yes, it was. It's 2024, Clarksville, yep.
So, but it's good to see you, man. It's good to be back on the show.
100%, man. I was looking at the stats, man. It's going into your eighth year. I can't believe we're doing this almost 8 years we've been doing this, man. It's going to your eighth year, EKU.
And you know what? It's flown by. There's been so many different things that have changed in college athletics and in my world. And it's been a fun seven seasons at EKU. I feel like I'm coaching the New York Knicks, man. I love it here. I'm from here. My wife is from Northern Kentucky. She's the cheerleading coach. I got three kids who absolutely love Eastern Kentucky. I mean, they're EK, the biggest EKU fans, whatever it is, baseball, football, soccer, volleyball, and they're 11, 10, and 6. And, you know, it's been a blessing being here.
100%, man. And also, you all changed conferences as well. You went from the OBC to the A-Sun. I know we talked about it, kind of recruiting to a different kind of level of players. So talk about just now being A-Sun 3 years, 4 years here, doing great things, getting 12 wins in conference play, having winning seasons as well. So talk about just the transition from the OBC to the A-Sun and how you're entrenched now fully now in the A-Sun.
Well, you know, the A-Sun's a great league. You and I talked about it in the beginning years ago that – the coaches in the A-Sun, we got high level coaching in this league, and you know the recruiting in this league. You know, you look at the different teams that have lost guys to different Power Five schools, that guys who've went off and been very successful and productive in our league. So you know, our league kind of speaks for itself, and you know, we won the first regular season championship in 45 years. You know, last year we went on the longest conference winning streak at Eastern Kentucky since 1966. And our starting point guard, George Kimball, who was leading the league in scoring and steals, blows his knee out. He has a knee injury. And, you know, and now George, you know, he finished second team all league. He's going to Vandy. So it just shows you, you know, our, you know, Ja'Kari Lane in our league, he's going to Texas A&M, and the list goes on and on, but the league is really strong.
No doubt. And just talk about just even the dog fight that you have every night, and especially having to play either Thursday, Saturday, one or one day prep with these tough teams every night. You really got to prepare for it. These coaches have to prepare for it. How they all have different styles of play AW. It's really like, it's exciting to see how tough the league is, but I know if you, there's a comparison, you love that junk.
It is. I mean, because you talk about the different styles of play in our league. You know, you had Lenny over at Lipscomb, and they played a different way, and then you got Corey over in Austin Peay that, you know, he can junk up the game. He's as good as anybody in the league at, you know, at mixing up things on you. And, you know, Bellarmine plays a different style. So, you know, the list goes on and on. Donnie Jones is as good as coach as there is in the country. So, but it is a fun league because it's a challenging league every single night.
No doubt, man. And the way you all play, the 40 minutes of excitement you all play, man, it wears people down. And talk about that when you have to play a guy to play you on Saturday after that Thursday game and have to deal with what you present and how that really helps you all with your conditioning and how you all play, help you get wins that way and wear guys down, especially on that Saturday of those conference weeks.
Yeah, it does. And you know what, and I didn't even know this till a couple weeks ago, but in my 7 years here, we have led the country 3 times in field goal attempts per game. And we finished top 10 in the country 5 times. You know, so, you know, the most exciting 40 minutes in sports, we really play extremely fast. We shoot a lot of threes, and then we're gonna pick you up full court, you know, 94 feet every game, every possession. So it's a different style. And it's a unique style. It's been a style that our fans have really gravitated to. And, you know, we've led the league in attendance, you know, back-to-back years. We didn't this past year because we didn't get into our arena until January 9th. But, you know, we had never done that in the program history. So it's been a fun style, you know, both for our fans, recruiting. And then it's helped us, you know, have a lot of success on the court.
Hey, Debbie, I thought about you without doing it. NBA conference finals with the Pacers. And I said, that's what you do because of how they picked up full court with the Pacers, how fast they play. I thought about you and your team when I was up there watching them play the Knicks up there. And I'm like, that's what my man do, kind of, if they're picking up full court here and playing fast.
Well, you know, the thing I loved about the Pacers, too, you can never put them away. You know, you look at that first round game versus the Knicks, and, you know, the Knicks are up 14 with, a minute and a half to go, and they come back and the Pacers come back and win that game. Because of their style of play, you know, and so I really admire what they were able to accomplish this year.
No doubt, man. And for you also as well, I want to ask you about your administration, man, because to be somewhere 8 years in this environment, this business, it means your administration has your back and sees your vision and believes in you and your staff. So how about that, having people in East Kentucky in the community and the administration believe in you and your vision to keep this thing going the way it's been going?
Well, we've got an elite president, Dr. David McFadden. He's an elite president. He's taken our university and really grown our university. He's pushed us forward. We've had record enrollment the last 3 years. We've got new buildings going up. We're finishing a $51 million renovation to our arena, which it'll finally be done in November. You know, and there's he's always, you know, he's always got something going on. Whether it's redoing a new dorm or redoing our cafeteria, our dining facility, you know, he's just an incredible leader. And then we lost our athletic director, Matt Rohn, and we were able to replace Matt Rohn with Kyle Motes, who is a veteran AD. He was the AD at Missouri State for over 15 years. So, you know, he's steadied the ship and he's you know, we're continuing to push athletics forward.
No doubt, man. And talk about this, AW, for your guys, be able to refuel and retool their bodies because having enough for snacks and Gatorades and energy drinks. Talk about that piece of it because your guys need to really put in these hard yards this summer to get ready to be in condition for this grind of 5 months and having some support to make sure you can fuel their bodies as you prepare them this summer here to get ready for this great season you got coming up here in November.
Well, that's a great point. And, what we do is we don't leave any rock unturned. We just don't. And our guys got here this summer. Our strength coach, John Mike, is our director of sports medicine. Kyle, we all took our team to the grocery store, and we talked to our team about how to make the right choices in the grocery store. What do you need to put in your body? How do you fuel your body up? Because, we don't sit around and we don't talk about a championship every day. We don't. We talk about winning the weight. Everybody wants to win a championship in March, but what are you going to do every day? What are you willing to sacrifice every day to put us in position to win the championship? And so that's what we talk about, winning the weight. And it really boils down to we got to be great at things that require no talent. That's what I tell my guys all the time. You got to be great at things that just require no talent. Everybody's super talented at this level, all right? But the thing that you got to do the best is make great choices in everything that you do, because everything that they do is going to impact us winning. How they eat, how they sleep, how they attack weights, how they fuel their body, everything, everything. So, those are the things that make this profession fun when you're teaching young people. And that's what we push on our guys. But the nutrition piece is critical. I mean, it's critical. I mean, if you don't fuel your body before you attack that weight room, you can't max out in that weight room. You just can't do it. If you're not hydrating like you're supposed to hydrating, you can't max out. It's impossible. If you're not sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night, your body don't have time to build back. It just doesn't. So those are the things that we talk about every single day.
And with the way you all play, both sides 40 minutes of sports, you where all the stress you put on your joints and your ligaments and your muscles, you got to be conditioned before you have something pop on you. So it's the way you play is paramount to do these things even more.
Well, and that's what I tell them, like, hey, if you don't want to get in the Olympic shape, don't come here. You will hate playing here because all our guys get in the Olympic shape. That's what we do. And, we take a lot of pride in what's an EKU basketball player. Yeah, you got to be talented. You got to be coachable. You got to be competitive. Man, you got to love to play. You got to love to play. And you got to have great character, because your character is what you do every day, the choices that you make every day. And you got to make great choices in every aspect of your life.
No doubt, man. I want to ask you this, bro. It's like for you, we just had Father's Day pass us by. How cool is it to have your former players text you on Father's Day and say, "Man, you was hard on me, coach, but thank you for all them times you did for me. I got my own family now, my own kids, and seeing their families grow." How cool is it if you get them texts on Father's Day when you're former guys, you had impact on their lives, man?
Yeah, those are the most special moments. I've been doing this. This is going in year 21. I've been fortunate. I've been a head coach for, I think this is year 14. I've had a lot of guys. I've got guys having kids now and getting married, and they're doing everything. I mean, I'm going to be 45 in October. I can't believe it. I don't know where the time has flown, gone, but those are special moments. And I always talk to the guys. You don't really. It's really not about the games. It's not about it's really about like the moments that you have. Like the year we won the championship. That team got back together, a year later, and the guys didn't even talk about the championship. They didn't talk about it. They talked about, when we played Northern Kentucky in the non-conference, and we played them at 1 on a Sunday. We're practicing on a Saturday early in the morning. We weren't having a great practice. I put them on the line, made them run a 17. They don't make their time. So I was like, okay, well, you got to make your time. You don't have a choice. So I put them back on the line. They don't make their time again. We do it again. They don't make their time. So then I kick them out of practice. I say, "You come back at 8 o'clock. We're going to practice at 8 o'clock." They're all looking at me like, "Man, this dude's nuts. We got a game tomorrow at 1. I said, "No, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to love you and I'm going to hold you accountable." So they come back at 8. I put them right on the line. I said, "You got to make your time. You got to make your time, and then we got to finish our practice." Then we get to the Northern game. This ain't gonna surprise you, but we didn't win. We didn't have much gas in the tank. But you got to teach them the right things,
Yes.
and you got to hold them accountable. So it's those fun stories that you hear about from the guys. You don't hear about, winning the game that got us the regular season championship, or you hear about the story that the practice before we played Northern Kentucky. That's what they wanted to talk about.
No doubt. I know one for me is when one of my teammates, he sat in his chair and his chair exploded and busted his butt on the locker room floor.
See, like, you don't remember the game, but you remember that, you know. You don't remember the, you know, the play before the half or any of that, but you remember the chair busting.
Yeah, we was down, but yeah. It's funny what happened. It triggered us to come back. It lightened the mood. That he said his chair exploded, and it made us all laugh. We came out loose, and we're not winning. So I was like, it kind of worked. You know, we still get on every day about it. Hey, yeah. You busted the chair, sucker.
Well, we were playing Morehead State years ago. It was during the COVID year. We're playing them at our place, and I think we're down 17, 18 points at half. So, you know, I run, and we're playing at home. So I run in the locker room, and I jump, and I kick the board. And, you know, I was hoping, like, to break it. You know, you got to get the guys fired up. But I didn't, and I just fell down. And then, like, the guys, I mean, like, you know, then after we leave, you know, they're all, like, laughing. You know, I didn't hear them laugh. But then we came back and won the game. That's all they wanted to talk about. Like, you know, it's those type of moments that, you know, make the season and fun stuff.
You know what, though? That's why I tell a lot of people, like, do I miss competing? Yes. But I miss the locker room. Because things like that, like what we just talked about here, with the example we give, those things are, like, what you keep you for life. And those things, you can't replicate that outside of being in a locker room with a group of guys that you go to battle with. That's the part I still miss to this day, being 40 years old.
Well, and then trying to convince the guys, like, you know, this doesn't last forever. This is going to go by so fast. And, like, you know, the window of playing at this level is closing, and they think it lasts forever, and it just doesn't. I mean, enjoying every second of this, enjoying conditioning and summer practice, enjoy the community service and enjoy the games, you know, enjoy these things, because, you know, you wake up, man, this thing is over.
Mm-hmm. And see, and your birthday was the day I look forward to. The 15th of October for Midnight Madness. Now, of course, there's no more, but that was your birthday, was the day we look forward to for Midnight Madness to get back out there.
Yeah, and it was fun. Like, all through high school, October 15th, all through my playing days, that's when you started practice. So I never enjoyed my birthday. You know, I actually did. I loved it because I was a basketball junkie. But, you know, that's how I celebrated my birthday every year. It was awesome.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And I look at your roster, man. You got some great vets on your roster, but some young kids in the pipeline too, man. So about even in this portal world of still having young guys in the pipeline to grow and develop, so when your upperclassmen leave, to keep this thing going the right way.
Well, you know, you've got to be able to keep some guys in your program. It's critical. You're gonna lose guys. That is part of it. You know, we lost George Kimball. He was second team all league. He averaged 20 points a game. He was third in the country in steals. We lost him. You know, some guys you're going to lose. But, you know, we've been successful because we were able to keep guys in our program. You know, you look at Isaiah Cozart, Cooper Robb, Michael Marino, Tay-Tay Blanton. We keep guys, you know, and because this is a special place to play. You know, it really is. And it's a place where it's hard to leave. Because they do love playing this style of basketball. You know, in our team now, we return Turner Buttrey, who's going into his fourth season. He's never been part of a losing team in his college career. We return Jackson Holt, who's an elite shooter, led the A-Sun in three-point field goal percentage. We return Montavious Myrick, who's probably the most improved player in our league. So we return a lot of really good pieces. And there's a few more, and then, you know, and then, so we got a veteran group, and then we bring in new guys that fit what we do here. They fit our culture. They understand the standard, and what it means. They understand, you know, what we're all about and winning the weight, man. That's it. That's what we're about. And, you know, so we get the right guys. So I love the mix of our guys. And then we were able to sign two freshmen. We've steadily signed, even with this new era in college athletics, we continue to sign freshmen. And the freshmen we've gotten, I mean, like, we got Tyler Jackson. He's a top 100 player. You know, MJ Williams, he was runner-up for Mr. Basketball in North Carolina. And North Carolina's loaded with talent. So we got two elite guys right there.
No doubt, man. And last one for you, bro, is this, man. Like, for you, man, when you're not out here coaching, it's supposed to cite the 40 minutes of basketball, man, of excitement, man. Talk about how you're decompressing right now away from the court with your family and your kids, man, because I see now, having some kids of my own, that time away from this thing is really important.
It is. And, so here I am. I'm a guy, I got no hobbies. I'm a basketball fanatic, and that's, it's crazy, but that's just who I've always been. But I'm blessed with an unbelievable family. I love them. My kids are growing up, and they're, it's been fun. My oldest is 11. She's a cheerleader. My middle girl, she's 10. Andy, she's a softball player, and she made the all-star team. So I get to go to the softball field twice a week, and I freaking love it. It's awesome. Just watching my daughter play softball. She had a great year, made the all-star team. My son Archie is 6, and he's eating up my basketball. He knows every single day. He asks me, like, hey, is Turner coming back? Is Jackson coming back? We talk about the roster every single day. We talk about the roster. So, but my wife is the best. She's the cheerleading coach at Eastern. She's got her passion in cheerleading, and she's won a national championship here at Eastern. She's chasing another one, just like we're chasing the NCAA tournament. And so we got a unique situation. I'm very blessed.
Now, I'm gonna tell you before you go, AW, but my kid is 3, and he can get on slapping glass now on his own and look at 5 out.
Oh yeah. Hey man, hey, trust me, man. It goes by fast, man. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely enjoying it, man. It's fun to see him getting immersed in what I love too, the way Arch is doing it for you, man. It's like I love it, man.
Yeah, I do 4 weeks of little kids basketball camp every summer, and man, Arch, he looks forward to this all year. We talk about our roster, we talk about the games, and he talks about basketball camp. And then we're in camp right now, and like he's going on his 3rd week, man. He's exhausted. I mean, exhausted, but he loves it. He loves it. It's so much fun to watch.
No doubt. Hey, Doug, man, good to see you as always, my brother. Hope to see you on the road this year. West Georgia, Lipscomb, Austin, P1. I'll make sure I'm finally to see you, man. When the Hawks come out in August, I'm going to let you know when I can sneak away to come see you guys play, man.
Man, hey, man, it's always good to see you. You're my guy, man. You're the best. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thanks, brother. Same here, bro.
All right, bro.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.